You guys are New Year's Eve every day from 10 to 2.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I got to go. We got to go, Goo. We got to go on there. Steiny and Goo.
Phil Mo Mike got me in a good mood. A lot of people miss me.
I'm in a great mood, too. Phil Mo Mike definitely with a great compliment and a
well, there was
clever.
A couple of texts when they said you were being overbearing. They had to turn.
Yeah, no, I am.
Why would I tell you that and you're in a good...
I think I care.
Did you see it?
No, see, there's a difference between you and me. No, I didn't see it.
And I don't. Actually, I don't care it. Either.
No, you're kind of KD.
Little Richard said all...
Hey, careful.
What? Oh. He said you get concerned. He said bad pub and good pub, all the same.
And that's what life's about.
When there's no pub, you get concerned.
You do.
No, please. Care about that stuff.
The older you get... The more mature you get, the less you care.
And that's why I'm trying to defend the likes of Sirianni and Hurts, people that have got it. I'm changing right before your eyes. You're having problems.
At a glacial pace.
Yep.
Bucks Warriors tonight.
Why no Giannis? It's strange.
He's not playing?
No, I'm saying usually we're talking about Giannis.
We are.
We got other stuff popping off, huh? Allegedly, Kuminga could be with the Warriors after the 15th. You heard it from me first.
All right. I'd rather talk about something of substance regarding the Warriors. If you guys knew how much time I spent thinking about the Warriors and the Niners.
No, I believe you.
You'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Every day. Every day.
Okay. What? You like the Arctic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I was like last night, I'm like, Niners. Ooh, there's a lot there. Steiny, let's think about it. Well, all the fans are scared, so how can we prey on that? I'm kidding. So I was thinking about the Warriors and where they're at right now. And before I tell you this, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you before the show. And I'd like you to give me the same answer because that's where we got to start. All right, you ready? Here we go. Warriors. How many years do you think Steph Curry can play? How many more years you think?
Honestly,
maybe not at this level.
I'm saying Brett Favre, four.
Not five.
Four for sure.
Not six,
all right.
Not
they're
six.
Probably going to play more, but there's no doubt.
Okay. Four more years.
Yes. All right.
Okay. So in 2027, after next year,
okay,
it's a big free agent class. Big.
Jokic,
Giannis, Donovan Mitchell, I just put some of the big boys down. Trae Young, not that he's whatever. So, to me, it's become obvious that if Steph's your best player, you're never going to win another title at this point. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
But can you just real? I don't want to fight you. Can you elaborate on that?
He didn't play enough games.
What about last year? Had he held up, Steiny, there's no telling where we would have went. He got hurt. But why do you just say that with so much just...
Because he's 38 years old. And if you... Okay, and as great as he is, if you expect Steph Curry to carry you four rounds in the playoffs, Steph, as a number one... I'm just telling you, I think that's
wow.
I think that's
foolish.
Well, I
got PTSD from last year. You made me think about last year, but go ahead.
My point is the only way you're gonna get Steph his fifth ring is if he's a supporting player, if he's a second, maybe third option.
Like when Durant was here. It was 1-1A. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is,
what are you? I'm trying
if
to.
If you have a year and a half to get somebody, at least one guy in here who's better than Steph. Now you got Now you got Giannis and Steph. But Steph's 39 or 40.
All right,
He's not going to carry us. He can't. He can't do that now.
Like
he
Bron,
can't
carry when, us now. D-Wade was with Bron. Bron was
exactly.
There.
All right. Go ahead.
By the way, Antetokounmpo is out tonight.
You got to be kidding me, man.
Alex.
Oh.
You're an ass.
Dude, yeah, you know what?
You are. You're a jerk.
I'm done with him for the... Like, man, you messed up my night. But he didn't. Oh, that's pretty good.
So the reality is like Ray Allen, who was the number one on a team for many, many years.
Facts.
They've never won titles like Steph. When did he win a title? As like the third option.
I got you.
That's the only way it's going to come
down. He was
an
important part as a third option.
Damn right. And Steph will obviously be an important part as a second or third option, but you've got to push him down in the pecking order. You have to. So if you think Steph's going to have two more good years after next year, and he's still going to shoot the hell out of it, how does he look as a second or third best player on your team?
I think now, I think we got to welcome it.
Exactly. Now we might have action. So if you think Curry's going to play four more years, then we have got to figure out how in 2 years, when it's more realistic, although Steph's declined, but how can we be better? You got to go get a big boy. And I also think the odds are better of getting a big boy free agent if Steph still has a couple more years than if he's gone completely. So let's just say Giannis, 2 years from now, becomes a free agent. Steph's 39, but still, I'm going to use it, still frisky.
Yeah, that's my word.
Giannis might come. Giannis isn't going to come if Steph's not here or retired, I don't think. But, my point is, I think the only way to go, and I actually think it might be the way they're intending to go now, and that is, in 2027, we're going to try to put ourselves in position to get a big boy player. And in the meantime,
that's what I was about
to ask. We're
going to
win as many games as we can. And we're also going to put together a team where can we get one guy next to Butler's going to be gone. In the next year and a half, it's about acquiring a player who could be your second or third best player along with Steph.
That's a big deal and a big catch. Like who?
Now here's the other thing I'd like to do. Can you get into the draft this year somehow? Could you get, if you traded Kuminga to a team, could you get a protected first? He's not helping you anyway. You're not winning a title this year or next year, probably. But you know what? If Steph has as much longevity as we think he may have, and we talk about LeBron, looking at LeBron at 41, if we truly believe that, then let's make a plan and go for a big boy. And it doesn't mean we're conceding, because you can do that without doing anything right now. So in the meantime, you try to get better right now, knowing full you're not taking any salary on after 2027.
And I just have to ask, is this under a new coach?
Absolutely. Steve, let me tell you something. Come on.
I'm watching them, man. I asked you guys this in the morning. Yeah.
Is there any way Steve Kerr is the coach next year?
I have no idea.
I don't believe so.
Hell yes was no my chance. Answer. Bastani, I watch him like I watch Joe Lacob, you know, just his mannerisms. And I think not only is he disappointed, Stani, in the play, but I'm starting to feel like, is he questioning, has his message just got lost with all these turnovers and the things that are going on, man? I'll always respect him. He's on my top 5-10 list, Stani, but I'm looking at him, and I know he was he got ran for that goaltending call, but I thought there was some other frustration in that, and that would only make him human. But I'm watching his mannerisms, his conversations or talks with coaches that I have no idea from my sofa that what they're talking about, but it's after certain plays. Stani, I just think, man, this dude can't wait till this is over. And I hope I'm wrong.
Remember when it was Durant's last year?
I'll never forget. It was a dark cloud.
And it was December.
Yeah. And he was on the bus by himself.
And people were saying, he's not going to leave.
Well,
basketball nirvana.
And then he went to the Chase Center, groundbreaking.
Remember what I said? I said, you know, in this day and age of reporting, you know, sources, this and that, yeah, you can get around it all. I said to you, hey, Goo, the league thinks Durant is going to leave Golden State. That was in December.
I remember.
All right, let me tell you something. The league believes ain't no way Curry's going to be coaching this team next year.
And my question to you would be, why?
Because
why,
it's why over. It's so hard. Why? The question would be, why
he
not?
He says it's over.
No, with Steve.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I mean,
here since 14, man.
I would be shocked if he's the coach next year. Shocked. And that's why you're not going to fire him now.
What grade would you give him thus far?
A C.
Oh, I was just about to say it. That was my
average. They're all average.
Yep. And again, I'll just, you know, an episode of the Steiny and Goo from yesterday, it wasn't Buddy Hield as Larry Bird. It was the fact that this dude is more accomplished than what you have on your roster. He should never be a bump on a pickle. And I'm telling you, Steiny, at some point, he's going to be back on the floor. But why is it taking an eternity when you're shooting 10 of 41? And
I'm trying to.
Yeah, I got you.
Talk about big picture stuff, and you want Buddy Hield to get 12 more minutes.
I'm Batman.
I'm trying to figure out how we're going to be okay in 2 years.
I don't think they had that Steph conversation yet. I don't think they think they're done this year.
It doesn't matter.
Steph said all he cares about, and he told us to our face, is having a chance.
Perhaps.
Here's the other thing I got to tell Warrior fans, and I'm going to stick it to Shasky and Spadoni too. As they did this, they do what everybody does.
I missed it.
Oh, Steiny wants the Warriors to get Trae Young. Steiny wants the Warriors to get Trae Young.
That used to be your guy.
So listen, just let me set up a larger point here.
Do you want the piece of information before or after your point?
Before.
Uh-oh.
Sham Sharania. Trae Young has the Washington Wizards as his top preferred trade destination.
That makes sense. His old GM.
I told you.
But here's what I'm saying about Trae Young. So I said, you know, where the Warriors are right now, you know what? Trae Young's 27. He's got 2 more years under contract. I would think about acquiring Trae Young if I did not have to give up Steph Curry, nor an inordinate amount of draft picks.
Okay.
And I will tell you,
go ahead.
And everybody ridicules that.
Right.
Like the Warriors now...
I would take him
like,
in a second.
Like they can laugh at Trae Young.
No, you can't.
Well, guess what? You ain't getting better.
Yeah.
You're like, it's over then. You don't want Trae Young. You don't want Ja Morant. AD's too old. You know, I'm just saying, like,
I watched AD last night against Sac. I'll take him.
And you know what? You're right. I am not crazy about Trae Young. He's not like Sabonis. I like him much more than Sabonis, but I'm not crazy.
He would be
the
third best player on this team.
Probably be the second.
And I was just about to go there.
But anyway.
Derek Jeter, number 2.
And I get it. He's not, of course he's not going to win you stuff alone. But like, it is easy to forget. He was the best player on a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple years ago.
Come on, man.
He needs a change of scenery.
Yes.
If you get him, if it doesn't work out in 2 years, you leave. Oh, Steph and Trae can't play together. First of all, they can. They're just small as hell. But, okay, we'll figure. You know, Monte Ellis and Curry played together for a year or two, didn't they?
Yeah. So, I'm telling you,
I'm just saying,
you're not good enough to say Trae Young couldn't be on this team. That's where I'm at, man. So, Steiny, I would welcome Trae Young.
I'm just saying, like, I think we got to be realistic. That's all. Let's go to Kevin in Pleasanton.
P-Town.
Hey, real quick, Kevin, hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting for the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, Kev, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. I just got in my car. I heard Steiny dropping bombs all over the place. Couldn't believe it. Steiny, you are 1,000% what you're saying about Steph needs to be more of not so much of a primary in order for the team to develop more. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, Steiny, is that no one wants to come here, man, in the current offensive set. I mean, if the offense doesn't change, it's not very exciting. And then, Goo, your bomb, you dropped about, well, not really a bomb, but having Trae, man, we, instead of the antique show, we'll be the damn lollipop kids, man.
Man,
that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thanks, Kevin. I appreciate the call. Oh, go ahead. All right, thanks.
Yeah, we need talent.
How about this?
Yeah.
How about this? Because I know people get caught up on number one and number two and, you know, how about this?
NBA.
The Warriors are not going to win another title with Steph in this current role. Will you give me that?
okay, if I give it to you, I want to give it to you predicated on Steph's. It's not Steph's fault.
I'm not saying it is.
You know what I mean? He's giving you 30 a night.
Anything like that. He's 38 years old, and I just said,
okay.
I don't think they can win a title with him in this role, which is still the central. Right. Everything revolves around Steph.
But you hit a nerve.
He's 38.
And they have failed him. They have failed. That's okay. What hurts.
Right,
if this dude looked like Uncle Ben out there, you can accept what they are. But the failures at every turn, including Jonathan Kuminga not being able to participate, is it makes it worse for the chef. That's where Dumb Nation's at. And I get what you're saying.
But that ship is
still giving you. Well, fix it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, Goo.
We've been talking about January 15th all summer.
Well, still not January 15th,
but it's coming.
I got to tell some people this story. I don't care.
Oh?
Because you got me mad.
Lakeham called you?
No.
Huh.
Get this, Warrior fans.
What you about to say?
Nick Friedell comes on the morning show.
My man,
morning
our
roast.
Man.
Four times.
He comes on the morning roast, and he said, you know, I think it's possible.
Uh-oh.
It's possible that, you know, Kuminga could be on this team after the trade deadline. Guru says, well, looks like I'm going to have a victory lap.
Right, I said it.
And I'm like, he's not even eligible to be traded yet, and you're going to take a victory lap. Because Nick Friedell said there's a chance he won't get traded, which is what you said. So you want to take a victory lap before he could ever officially been traded.
My victory lap was coming on the 15th or shortly thereafter.
No, it can't come on the 15th. It's got to come on the trade deadline day.
Which is what?
February.
Oh, Steiny, stop.
Dude, they're going to have a month bidding process.
Oh, my God.
To get the best offer.
Why do you think he wouldn't be traded on the 15th, like the day he's eligible?
Because things.
Oh, hell yes. So why didn't that mess up? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because they might not feel, they may feel like they can get a better deal with time moving on.
You think?
I'm not saying
I hear
you. Do that.
But so if you're, how many games is that going to be where he's a DMP?
Who?
The Kuminga.
18.
That is, wow.
That's until February 15th.
18, how many, Evans? Go ahead.
Well, there's only four more games until January 15th, but there's 18 more games until February.
Just, wow, man. This has been a colossal just failure, man.
Can I tell you?
Wow. We need
Thundercat. Can I tell you?
We do.
Why? I'm thinking about the Warriors.
Man, I need a second.
Prev is there. The best teams have a third and even four scoring options. After Steph and Jimmy, who else can score?
No, I'm
nobody.
Not.
I'm with Steiny about Steph.
Yeah,
I'm nice.
Thanks, Prev. I got to admit, and I said this yesterday, we didn't really get into it, but one of the reasons, like I'm looking at the Warriors and what can they do and this, that, and the other thing, and where are they at? There's a reason why I've intensified that. Honest to God. And here it is, Evan. Here is why it's intensified.
Yeah, I mean, I think where we are as a franchise is we're still a good team. We're still competitive. We're trying to give ourselves a swing at the plate every year. And we did that last year. You know, we went on a run late. Got to the playoffs, won a round, felt like we had a really good shot to win another round. And, you know, Steph got injured. But the point of where we are with the age of our, you know, best players is we can still be good, but we're obviously not in the same class as we were 5-6 years ago. We're not in the same class as the team we played tonight and several other teams in the league. So there's no point in denying that. So I think we have to embrace it and be realistic and give ourselves a shot. And we can give ourselves a shot like we did a year ago by connecting and staying healthy and getting on a run. And we're still good enough to do that. And if you do that and you have a shot, you get to the playoffs, you never know what's going to happen. And I think that's where we are right now. And so we got to keep fighting.
Yeah, that is sobering. That is, wow.
But let me ask you a question.
So now, go ahead.
Is he saying any, like, I was just thinking of Billy Joel. Honesty such a lonely
world. Some uptown girl. What
anyway,
the hell is that? Yeah.
He's just being honest. And he's right. What's so hard about saying Steve's right? He's right.
You don't voice those type of things. If you don't believe,
you do if you got 50 more games to coach.
If you don't believe, we don't believe.
They're realistic.
Well, so you're sitting with Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green.
But you know you're not a title team.
So we got to keep fighting.
Oh, man. And you know what? I came down Kyle's road in the offseason or at the beginning of the season when he had that soundbite where we thought he was trying to curl expectations and kind of, you know, set you up for maybe not so great of a year. And look where they're at now. So Steve's earned that. The bottom line, sounding words, he could have said we still got action. You got to go out there. And I just – Mike Dunleavy, I like him, Steiny. We've had the pleasure of talking to him. But now every day that goes by, just think about the construct of this roster. It's on somebody. There's some basketball blood in Warrior World on somebody's hands. And now this Kuminga thing is just – it's part of it. I don't have any earthly idea what's going on. And then on the flip side, you got the plus 90, minus 65 with Draymond. But because he's Draymond, there's nothing to see here. It's some stuff I don't like to smell the odor of it coming out of from the Warriors, man. I just don't.
I don't think there's a mystery as to what's going on. They're telling you.
I mean, we're living in the past.
Steve Kerr said we're a fading dynasty. Steve Kerr said we are not in the league of OKC and several other teams. There's no point in denying
it. Well, that would explain maybe the guy sitting out against OKC Friday.
Well, I just think that
if that's how your coach feels,
I feel like they're kind of starting to send the message as though we're starting to. We
Steph
as an organization.
Is not thinking that way. So what's going to happen with him?
Steph is smart enough to know that this team's going nowhere right now.
What's that mean? He's got all – he carries the weight. Right. And if he's dropping 30, shooting 40 from deep, and still – man, he is not where Draymond and Jimmy are at, where you could see the slippage.
That's why
– So something's got to happen.
That's why I am looking toward 2027. Curry's making 58. He's making 62 next year. It is going to be so hard to put anything around him when he's making that much. So 2027.
So you think he's okay with him just being
mediocre?
Ideally,
he's still frisky.
No,
and you pay him $25 million for the last 2 years. And
what about this year? That's what I'm at. You think he's like –
You act as though Curry is automatically surprised that they're 19 and 18.
Oh, I gotta believe thoroughly disappointed.
You think he's surprised by what's happened with Kuminga? You think after 4 years, Steph Curry's looking at Kuminga, getting DNP saying, I don't understand this is happening.
Right, give me this. What if I think, and I'm being real, what if I tell you I think Steph's surprised he was even on the roster? That they didn't facilitate a trade this offseason.
The one thing, yeah, you might be right.
Okay.
But like the one thing is like Steph, it's not like Steph wakes up one day and goes, oh, this is ridiculous. I can't win here. It's like they've talked about this all career, like last 4 years.
When Draymond walked off, well, I forget who it was against. Who'd he walk off against, Donnie? When Evan did his game, made his debut, announcing play-by-play, I felt like I read, you know, I saw something in Wiggins' eyes, but I felt like I read Steph just like, what the F is, are we still dealing with? Like, Stoney, you're kind of giving it like Steph knows and, you know.
He does know.
Right, we'll just write, nah.
What do you mean, nah? Steph Curry's played on some of the greatest teams in basketball history. And then he won a title in 2022.
To get it fixed.
You can make all the demands you want. That doesn't mean it's going to... You know what? I wanted a raise.
Well, that's different.
No, it's not.
You're not just Steph. Because you but you're good.
But my point...
You know what I mean?
My point is like... Okay. Let's just say Sarah is
okay. Yeah. Sarah Vinny, yeah.
Well, Sarah wants more money. Like, no. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about...
But I guess you think he's, I know we got to go. He's okay with this. I think
he's not at all, but he knows that things don't happen in a snap of a finger.
You got the deadline coming.
And there's nothing that has happened this season that's surprising him. I'm sure of it. He's probably like, this is what we thought could happen on the back end. All right, let's go. Warriors Wednesday, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
I know everything.